in studio 4A with a vocal quintet that we think you would like to hear. They're called Five by Design, and they've been together since the mid-1990s, and they've been doing music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Five by Design consists of Terence Niska. Terence, welcome to 4A.
Thank you.
Michael Swedberg. Michael, welcome to 4A.
Thank you.
Catherine Farr, welcome to 4A. Lori Carpenter-Niska, welcome to 4A.
Thank you.
And Kurt Niska, welcome to you.
It's our pleasure.
Together they are, as I mentioned, Five by Design, and they're going to do a song, an old song, for us from a new show that they've been working on, and it's called Club Swing. The song is The Bugle Call Rag. Bugle Call Rag, performed by Five by Design. That's from their newest production, Club Swing, which was premiered with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Five by Design has been working with symphony orchestras, most notably with this show, as well as their earlier show, Radio Days, which they did with the Utah Symphony Orchestra. But this quintet actually began back in, what, 1992, when you were all students in Wisconsin? Who remembers that?
I suppose I have to answer because I've been in the group the longest.
Thank you, Laurie.
The group very originally in its early inception was from 1982, actually. Alton Akala started the group, and slowly different students from UW-Eau Claire in Wisconsin got together, and eventually I was able to get into the group, and I was singing with three totally other different people. And then I started meeting Kurt and Terry and Mike, and realized what fabulous voices they had and that they had the same interest in this kind of music. And the people I was singing with eventually graduated, and I brought these guys in, and that was probably in about 1986. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we decided we really loved this, and we knew we were going to all be graduating fairly mm-hmm. soon, and we wanted to not quit. We wanted to see what would happen if we kept going at it and kept doing our thing, and we never wanted to become older and look back and say, what would have happened if we'd really given it a try? And so we just decided we were going to give it a try, and everyone finished up to their degrees. And by about 1990, we were pretty much all finished, and Terry had been on the East Coast finishing up his degree. He kind of came back this way. We said, Terry, what are you going to be doing? He didn't know, so we kind of got him to join the group full-time. He had been doing some part-time work for us, filling in for Mike. Then a few more years went by, and our paths crossed with Kathy, and she joined the group, and we've been doing this now since, what was that, 19...
Our first year full-time was 1997.
Yeah. 1997. Yeah. So explain your thing, this swing. Why swing?
Wow, why not? Swing is great music. I mean, not only is it fantastic music, but it's It's one of the few really American styles of music. I mean, it started here and it continues here. It's great music.
Kurt, is it something, though, that lends itself to quintet production?
Oh, yeah. When we were working and singing stuff, we were doing a lot of cover material and singing in the, you know, what are the clubs or lounges and all that sort of thing. And one of the members of our group, Alton, came up with the idea for Radio Days, and we said, you know, that's a fantastic idea, because for a vocal group to look back at where vocal groups of this style for pops came from, it couldn't have been a better match.
The next tune you're going to do for us is Choo Choo Cha Boogie. Tell us just a little bit about how you chose this song.
We knew that we wanted to get a boogie-woogie style song in the show because it was an incredibly popular style in the time. And this song came up, and we went, that's it. It's got to be it. It's a great tune. Got a fun lyric and a good feel, and it's boogie-woogie.
Choo-choo cha-boogie, Five by Design.
I'm headed for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas they knack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo. Boogie-woogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. You wake up in the morning feeling sharp as a tack. You open up the sack and then you gobble a snack. You smoke a cigarette you didn't get in a pack, while taking off your shoes so you could empty the slack. There's nothing you can do about the dough that you lack, but beat it right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo. Boogie-woogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. You reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some consultation to get back in the black. You take your morning papers from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. But the only judge of time needs a man with a knack. Put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo. Boogie-woogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. I'm gonna settle down beside the railroad track and live a life of Riley in a beaten-down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peek through the crack and watch a train a-rollin' when it's ballin' the jack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo. Boogie-woogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie. Take me right back to the clickety-clack, brother. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, cha-boogie, performed by Five by Design here in Studio 4A. There's a song that you do in Club Swing now, which appears actually on your CD, Radio Days, and this is a song called Dream. This tune is so evocative of World War II and the kind of culture of separation, of love affairs, of romance that was going along alongside that idea of patriotism and danger and everything that was going on. How much research do you do into the era to find a context for a song like this? Do your parents, for example, talk to you?
Yes, definitely. Parents, relatives, good friends, arrangers, conductors, the audience.
The audience is
a fantastic, it's a wealth of information.
Are we talking, a World War II audience? Is that, you get
yes.
a lot of that generation coming to see you?
Go ahead,
Mike.
You know what, a lot of times with the show, especially Radio Days, we've found that you've got the younger people and the older people in the same audience. And I think it's really neat for the younger people to see how the older people respond to this and the emotion that comes out through it.
You know, last night we did a show and there was a gal that came up after the show. She was 73, 78, Anastasia Dacre. She was so fun. She was dancing, and she was so full of enthusiasm. And her and she was with a couple friends, and they said, you know what? You brought back our youth tonight. You made us feel like teenagers again.
She was in tears. Yeah. She had been brought back so greatly and such wonderful memories for her that she just was literally in tears talking to us. And just, you know, for us, the reward is right there, right in front of us. And her friend also, she had said, you know, sometimes I can feel so ill. And then she says, I hear this music and it makes me feel so good. And she was doing like little dances with her walker.
Yeah.
And
she practically just danced out the door.
A boogie, though, is a different kind of song than Dream. Mm-hmm. Dream is poignant and it's slow. Is it more difficult to sing in terms of keeping those close and tight harmonies that's your signature sound in a ballad like this, as opposed to a, you know, let's shake our shoulders and snap our fingers kind of tune?
It's easier to maintain the harmonies, the tight harmonies. It's hard. The harder part of it is just the breath support of doing the longer phrases. But the tight harmony is hard to do in the fast tunes, too, because it goes by a lot faster. You don't have as much time to zero in and lock into something. But a song like Dream, again, my fascination with it is it's only 32 bars long. I mean, that's it. That's the whole song. And it's such a gem.
Let's hear it. Dream, performed by 5x Design. Dream, performed by 5x Design with Willis Deloney on piano. How difficult is it for you to keep your voices in shape, given that you are on tour quite a bit during the year? You have something like 200 performances every year. You are now performing with orchestras around the country. How do you maintain your chops to be able to hit those notes consistently?
Lots of water.
Yeah.
Lots of water. You probably heard the caps going off while you're doing this.
It is difficult and it's challenging, and we work hard at making sure we take care of ourselves and take care of our bodies, and none of us are smokers. And really, while we're on tour, we really can't drink. We really are even pretty stringent. We don't even go for like a glass of wine or anything. The longer and the harder the tour, the more stringent we try to be. And just to take care of ourselves, physically and mentally, being on the road can be physically hard and also mentally hard too if everyone doesn't have the right frame of mind. Mm. But we really are a family, and we love each other and we respect each other, And I think that's what enables us to continue on and be successful and not kill each other.
And also separate rooms helps occasionally.
Yeah. Well, we have a commitment not only to the group, to the team of what we're creating, but to music.
Five by Design consists of Terrence Niska, Mike Swedberg, Kathy Farr, Lori Carpenter Niska, and Kurt Niska. Willis Deloney is on piano. They have two shows. The current touring production is called Club Swing. Their previous production is called Radio Days. They do have a CD out, and they are going to leave us with a song called So Long for a While.
Yeah, this is a theme for the TV show that actually came from radio called Your Hit Parade, and they wrapped up every show with this, so we thought it would be fun.